Welcome to Unpublished Opinion for October 26, 2005. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about Simba. I'm going to talk about running motivation in the wintertime, or lack thereof. I'm also going to talk about some news that McDonald's released today. And finally, I'm going to do a home video review. So first off, Simba, of course. You may have noticed in the first couple seconds of this podcast, I actually got him to sort of meow while I was recording. If you know any cats, you know that they usually do what they want to do when they want to and don't really take direction well. So it actually took me about a half an hour to get that 2 seconds of him actually meowing. Anytime I would put the microphone anywhere near him, he would stop meowing immediately and try and attack the microphone. But I think I distracted him enough and got him to actually meow a little bit. So hopefully in the future you'll hear more of what he's capable of. He's been called the loudest cat that a lot of people know, and he meows pretty much constantly. So I hope you enjoyed hearing from Simba, and hopefully you can hear from him some more in the future. Next, I'd like to talk about running motivation during the wintertime, or in my case, the lack of running motivation during the wintertime. I was excited yesterday to get the latest copy of Runner's World, which was appropriately titled The Motivation Issue, but it wasn't really the kind of motivation that I needed. It was nice touching stories about people and goals they've accomplished and some other articles, but it really wasn't what I needed. I feel like I've been having a lack of motivation off and on since I finished the half marathon in August. It's been difficult for me to run, not having a set schedule. I basically started running, had a 5K training schedule, then had a 10K training schedule, and then a half marathon training schedule. And so I'm not used to not having someone else telling me when to run, how far, how often, etc. So it's really been a difficult few months for me, and now I know that it's starting to get colder, it's going to be even more difficult for me to get out there and run. I mean, the weather has been beautiful for the most part since August, and yet I haven't been running on any regular basis. In the wintertime last year, I basically didn't run at all. I don't belong to a gym, so the only option is outside, and despite all of the very nice cold weather running clothes that I have, it's very difficult for me to motivate myself to get out there when it's below 30 degrees. So if any listeners out there have any advice for running in the cold or motivating tips for running during the winter or just motivation tips in general, ways to get out there and run, you can let me know. Can email me at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. Or you can leave a comment on my blog at simbasmom.blogspot.com. Be happy to hear any tips that you may have that can get me through this winter and let me continue to be running. Next, I'd like to talk about some health news. McDonald's announced that starting next year, they're going to be putting the nutrition information on most of their food items, either on, you know, the packaging or the box of fries or whatever. I mean, I think this is a good idea. I think it's going to probably shock some people that don't know exactly how fattening the food is. But I think for the most part, people know when they go to McDonald's that they're not eating healthy food. I mean, when I go to McDonald's, it's because I want something greasy and fried, not because I'm counting my calories that day. There are some interesting things, though. I was looking on their nutrition facts on their website, and there are some things that may surprise some people when this information does start getting put on the food. Specifically, their new premium grilled chicken classic sandwich, which is they market as a healthy alternative, is in fact 420 calories, and it's the exact same calorie count as their quarter pounder. Granted, the quarter pounder obviously has more fat, but in terms of caloric intake, it's identical. So one surprise from people that people might see is the items that they're choosing because they think that their healthy options are, in fact, not that much better than the fatty items. I doubt it's going to cut down on people going to McDonald's. Like I said, people go to McDonald's because they want something fried and fatty. when they're just in the mood for something like that. But we'll see what it happens, what people's reactions are to it next year when they start to putting this into effect. Finally today, I would like to do a video review. Over the weekend, we rented Mad Hot Ballroom, which is a documentary about the ballroom dancing classes in the New York City public school system. I thought this was such a cute movie. I found myself very emotionally attached to the characters, wanting them to do well in their competition and hoping that they would do well. I was also very impressed with the level of dancing that they were able to accomplish at such a young age. They were learning four or five very complicated ballroom dances that I couldn't even begin to know how to do. And they were doing them very well and with some added flair at times, and just very impressing to me how well that they did the dances. And I would recommend this if you're looking for something to rent this weekend. I hope you'll like it. And that concludes the second edition of Unpublished Opinion, the podcast. Thanks for listening. I'd like to let you know that my podcast is now available for subscription through iTunes. If you have iTunes or an iPod and you want to subscribe through them, that's now set up. You can also, if you enjoy my podcast, vote for me at Podcast Alley. And I hope to have another podcast up later this week. And thanks for listening, and have a great day. The intro music, again, was provided off the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And that, again, was Under Feather with the little bug that thought he could.